Radio St. Pete, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa Bay, Florida, USA.
Good evening. From the RadioSt.Pete.com election news anchor desk, I'm Joe Bordeaux. It is 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and the polls have closed across the city of St. Petersburg. We will shortly know whether Bill Foster or Rick Kreisman will serve as the mayor of St. Petersburg for the next 4 years and lead possible resolutions to such local issues as the pier, the drop in the raise, public transportation, economic development of the city with a special focus on areas of Midtown, and much more. Tonight, we will also learn the outcome of 4 contested city council seats in St. Petersburg and the results of referenda in Clearwater, Kenneth City, and Bel Air. Finally, we'll keep an eye on governor's races out of state in Virginia and New Jersey, viewed as potentially significant nationally. Our returns tonight will come directly from the Pinellas County Board of Elections Media Center, and we will get them to you in real time. In St. Petersburg, over 29,000 absentee ballots have already been returned and counted, so expect to get those results in the next few minutes. And then we will wait and report the balance of the vote, the results of today's actual activity at the polls over the next hour or so, and we'll do that precinct by precinct. The race for mayor of St. Petersburg was the costliest in history, with candidates Foster and Kreisman collecting a total of $613,576 by the end of October. Incumbent Mayor Foster raised a little over $282,000. Kreisman topped out at just over $331,000. Both candidates received financial support from their state parties in this nonpartisan election. Neither candidate received an endorsement from former Mayor Rick Baker, who remained silent in the contest. Baker had endorsed Foster in 2009 when Foster was elected mayor with 52.75% of the vote over Kathleen Ford. This time, Foster was endorsed by Governor Rick Scott, Kreisman by Democrat Charlie Crist, and the Tampa Bay Times. Both candidates for St. Petersburg mayor are lawyers. Mayor Foster is a Northeast High School graduate with a public administration degree from Samford University and a law degree from the Cumberland School of Law at Samford. Foster became active on many boards and commissions in the 90s and was first elected to city council in 1999, re-elected in 2003. In 2004 and 2006, he chaired city council. He was finally elected mayor in 2009. Kreisman is a Boca Ciega High School graduate. He's a Florida Gator grad and holds a law degree from Stetson. He was appointed to city council in 2000, elected in his own right in 2001, and reelected in 2003 with 76% of the vote, chairing city council in 2005. Kreisman was elected to the Florida House of Representatives in 2006 and reelected in 2010. In the campaign, Foster chided Kreisman for a lack of achievement. While in the Florida House, Kreisman called out Foster for a lack of leadership on major local issues during his time as mayor. Foster asked voters to look at his record and the progress the city has made during his 4 years in office. The candidates appeared in many joint appearances, forums, and debates, and an aggressive campaign was also conducted in the city's mailboxes. Polls published in the days running up to today's election had Kreisman holding a lead, but many believe the outcome could turn on the results out of Midtown, where much was made of the departure of a Sweet-based supermarket during the mayor's watch and the upcoming arrival of a Walmart grocery store. So for mayor tonight, it's Bill Foster, the incumbent, versus Rick Kreisman. Meanwhile, there are 4 contested city council seats. We'll look at each one quickly. In District 2, which covers the northeast area of the city from Sawgrass Lake to Whedon Island, the incumbent there is Jim Kennedy. He's a Stetson Law graduate and attorney, chairman of the Budget, Finance, Taxation, and Investment Oversight Committee on City Council. His focus among other things, has been on regional transportation. His opponent tonight is Lorraine Margeson, an environmental activist who moved to St. Petersburg in 1987, was a leader in the anti-Lenz movement. Recently, the proposal for the new pier last ran for city council back in 1997. So in District 2, it's Jim Kennedy versus Lorraine Margeson tonight. In District 4, it's Carolyn Fries versus Darden Rice. Carolyn Fries and Darden Rice are competing to take over Leslie Curran's seat on city council. Curran is term limited, so is through for the time being. District 4 covers an area in the central and north St. Petersburg area with neighborhoods that include Crescent Lake, Euclid Heights, Euclid St. Paul's, and Meadowlawn. Fries is a technology entrepreneur and past president of the Crescent Lake Neighborhood Association and a PSTA leader at Hopkins Middle School. Darden Rice is a communications consultant, a graduate of Eckerd College, past president of the League of Women Voters, and has previously run for city council and the county commission. In District 4 tonight, it's Carolyn Fries versus Darden Rice. In District 6, an area that includes portions of downtown and Midtown, and neighborhoods including Old Southeast, Tropical Shores, Coquina Key, and a portion of Lakewood Estates. The incumbent there is Carl Nurse, a former president of the Council of Neighborhood Associations. He is currently president of Baytech Label, which is a 36-person printing company. He's a University of South Florida graduate who has served on city council since 2008. He's considered to be a progressive Democrat. His opponent tonight is a rare African-American Republican, a community activist, Sharon Russ. Carol Nurse, the incumbent, versus Sharon Russ in District 6. Finally tonight in District 8, an area that includes the neighborhoods of historic Kenwood, North Kenwood, Diston Heights, and Central Oak Park, it is Amy Foster versus Steve Galvin. Foster is a national program manager for the EdLab Group, a Seattle-based nonprofit organization. She's been active with the Girl Scouts, the Junior League, and the historic Kenwood Neighborhood Association. Her opponent is Steve Galvin. He's a music producer and a small business owner producing music for the plush toy industry. He's a member of his neighborhood association in North Kenwood, where he has renovated several homes. So in District 8 tonight, it's Amy Foster versus Steve Calvin. Contested races for City Council in St. Petersburg, 2, 4, 6, and 8 are the districts. We will have returns shortly. Meanwhile, there are three charter amendments to be considered around the immediate area tonight. In Clearwater, there's a charter amendment involving the lease of City Hall property to the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. In Kenneth City, there's a charter amendment providing for a change to a council-manager form of government. And in Bel Air, there is an amendment that would change the city charter to appoint a special magistrate for the Board of Adjustment Variances. So we'll have results of all three of those charter amendments here shortly as well. Finally, out of state, we will keep an eye on a couple of significant governor's races where results could be significant early. In the Old Dominion, in Virginia, Democrat Terry McAuliffe, a Hillary Clinton aide and Democratic chief fundraiser, is running for governor and has a lead, a significant lead potentially, over the very conservative Republican Ken Cuccinello. So it's McAuliffe versus Cuccinello in Virginia, a bellwether race, so the pundits say, in the Old Dominion. And in New Jersey, Chris Christie, a potential Republican nominee for President of the United States next time, has a big lead over the Democrat Barbara Buono in New Jersey. We'll watch that race as well. Our first election night results are coming up momentarily. First, a reminder that we will have post-election analysis for you live from the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club on Thursday at about 12:20 p.m. Al Rochelle, anchorman for Bay News 9, and Adam Smith, a political journalist and commentator for the Tampa Bay Times, are the luncheon speakers, and we will have the Suncoast Tiger Bay live for you, the luncheon on Thursday here on RadioSt.Pete.com. You're listening to Election Night Coverage. I'm Joe Bordeaux, RadioSt.Pete.com.